The wonderful song, On My Way to Heaven. Are you on your way to heaven? Praise God. I hope everyone here, if you haven't, this is a perfect morning just to turn your life over to the Lord and just have that joy and peace that only the good Lord can provide for each and every one of us through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for us. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. I want to welcome everybody here, those that are here live and those that are watching on the feed this morning. We just welcome you. The First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. If you can, let's just stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer if it's all possible. We're just going to lift His name up. There are some special, special prayer requests that's gone forth. And I don't know about y'all, but we live out in Temple. And there was a family, the tragedy that happened, I think it was Thursday. And a little fella, a little first grader named Camden, went home to be with the Lord in a car accident. His mom, last I heard, was still in the hospital. Maybe she's out now, but for this family, I just want to lift them up. I know for our whole community, that was the buzz all day long and just how precious life is. But we know a great God that can comfort us and guide us through each and everything, and that we know He has a purpose in everything that goes forth. But we just want to lift them up. Those that are sick and shut in, I know there are a lot of prayer requests for those that were sick. We just want to lift each and every one. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Praise God. We want to thank Him. Lord, we just praise Your holy name, dear Lord. We just love You. And dear Lord, we thank You for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, thank You for loving us and for Your mercy and grace, dear Lord, that we can comfort You. We can come to You when we need comfort, dear Lord. We can reach out to You, dear Lord, when we're lost, dear Lord, when we're troubled. Lord, we can bring each and every prayer request to You. And dear Lord, we just love and praise You, dear Lord. We thank You now for this congregation, those that are alive, those that are watching. Lord, we thank You for the special ministries that's coming up forth this morning, Lord, with anticipation. We're excited about Your word being spread. Lord, we just love You. We praise You, Lord. We ask You to bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them as they go about Your work. Dear Lord, each and every ministry that comes forth from this congregation, Lord, we place into Your mighty hands. Again, dear Lord, thank You for comforting us, dear Lord. Be with those that have lost a loved one. Lord, those that are struggling right now, dear Lord. But most of all, dear Lord, may Your word go forth to save the lost, dear Lord. May we be strengthened, and Lord, may we be about Your purpose. And dear Lord, we give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give Him another hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. We're changing up. Y'all go ahead and have a seat if you would. We're going to turn it over to the choir right now, and then we'll come back and get the offering here.
Going through so many changes, what's the news for today? Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching. Somebody's trying to find a way. Heavy heart can break your will. A troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, God's on your side. Every mountain seems too high.
Every mountain.
Every river looks too wide.
Oh, it looks too wide.
When my dreams.
My faith is strong,
it carries me. know you're looking for an answer, searching for some hope to hold. Those empty hands will leave you waiting and praying for a miracle. Jesus hears your every cry.
me now. My feet are on the rock. When I feel my heart about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. Feel the joy on the horizon. Here my faith is found. I stand on solid ground. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain.
A solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. On Christ a solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. On Christ a solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. When I feel my heart about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way.
Wonderful to have the children's church up here with us this morning and a chance to get to see all them. We just want to continue just to praise God for our kids and for our grandkids. We just love each and every one of them. Just excited to see them. I want to make sure they were just doing one number before I came up here, so I'm just glad to see that. I like to, they could just keep going on some of their skits. Seeing all the little ones heading out. Praise the Lord. Well, as y'all all know, we're very blessed this morning with all the activities going forward and with the ministry that we're fixing to be able to join in. But we're going to go ahead and do a little business and take up our morning offering. If I get a couple of ushers, we'll go ahead and get that out of the way. And then I'll turn over to Brother Eddie. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Love each and every one of you. So good to see you with us this morning. Brother Jim, if you would, ask the Lord to bless our offering.
aren't you glad your name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life? My, my, my. No greater thing. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I just wonder, is there anybody in the house blessed this morning? Give the Lord praise. Amen. What a glorious day that He has given us. We're so blessed to have our good sister, Benita and Chris, with us today. And they're going to be singing and ministering to us. Got good news and bad news. Good news is South Carolina is receiving another person to live there, and Alabama's losing a good girl. So we're just so happy to announce, and you've probably already seen it, that Sister Benita and Brother Chris are engaged to be married. So Benita will not be performing solo anymore, so we're honored to have them. I think you said this is your third time to sing as a duet. So let's give them a hand and welcome them from First Pentecostal Church, Brother Chris and Sister Benita. Amen.
I wanna know how it feels. Out. Hours apart, we make it work, and God is in it, and I'm thankful to be for this one. Yeah. If y'all came here with a mountain in your way this morning, you can tell that mountain to move in Jesus' name. There's a mountain in my way, but it's gone. It might not be today, but it's gonna be soon. I'll do what Jesus said back in the day. He said, mountain be removed, get out of my way. Get out of my way. I'll speak to that note this morning.
There's an open muddy river I've gotta cross. I'm gonna get to the other side, no matter the cost. There's a mansion over there that my Jesus built for me. And in just a little while, that's where I'm gonna be. Mountain, you're gonna move out of my way. You can't stay, yeah. Mountain, you're gonna move. You can't stay, get out of my way.
From my eyes. I could still go free. That I could still go
raining down in Ever get to the place to where we would allow his rain to fall on us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is a place where healing waters flow.
It soothes my mind and it makes me clean when I go down on my knees, down on my knees. Ago, we got this board and set it up and sang a whole service at a church, and it did not squeal one time. I was like, man, this is great. But not so much this morning. But you know what? We're going to keep on praising Jesus anyway.
Amen.
I thought a while ago when those kids were doing the things with the sticks.
That was awesome.
They brought those out, and I tell you, I'm Baptist. I thought they'd get ready to beat me or something. But then that was cool. And even when the music stopped, they just kept on going.
I love
kept on praising Jesus.
That's right.
Sometimes in your day, things are going to be going good, and you're going to be saying, hallelujah, amen, thank you, Jesus. Then something's going to go wrong.
Right out of nowhere.
Are you still going to keep saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen? He's still in control of everything, and he's still God. And he still either directs things into your path or he permits things into your path every single day. Sometimes he'll send you somebody just to try your faith, just to see,
you
know. He'll do that. And normally it's that person needs Jesus. And you might be the only person that can share the love of Jesus with them. And so if we start looking at things as divine appointments, no telling what God would do. Amen. Can you hold this just a second?
Well, I'm going to say this. Y'all know, most of you, have you ever heard my testimony? Who in here has not heard my testimony? Has not. I just want to take just a minute just to share just a little bit. I always want to do this, and I especially want to say this because February the 21st, 1989, I gave birth to a beautiful baby girl that has been just absolutely the light of my life for 14 years. until the Lord called her home. And so she would be 34 Tuesday coming up. As a mama, I still hurt, but I know where she's at. Amen. You know, when the Bible talks about going and seeing all the ones of old, well, she's still young. I don't believe we're going to be so old, feeble there anymore. Amen. The Bible tells us that. But she was 14 years old, and she loved the Lord, and we used to sing together. I haven't always been a soloist, but pretty much all my life a soloist. So this is all new to me. But anyway, Ashley, she had gotten a headache on this Saturday, September the 29th, 2003. And she passed away before I could get her to a doctor on Monday. Now, that was hard to accept, but at the same time, knowing where she is, knowing that me taking her to Sunday school all those years, teaching her, being an example, sometimes it's hard to get up on Sunday mornings when you got kids. How many can testify to that? The devil will fight you tooth and nail to try to get here, especially if you have teenagers. I have one of those at home. And he will try. He tries me, but he loves church, and he gets up and goes, so I wouldn't take nothing for teaching her that. But when she went home to be with the Lord, I didn't want to live anymore. But God had a plan, and he knew where I would be at this very moment, this morning. And I'm thankful that he gave me Chris, because God has given me something. I mean, it won't always be the way you think it's going to be, but he will restore a joy unspeakable and full of glory. And it's not that anybody can ever replace somebody else, but God will teach you how to live again. He will give you purpose. Amen. So I'm thankful that for that this morning. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Just. I never said that I would give you silver or gold, or that you would never feel the fire or shiver in the cold. But I did say you'd never walk through this world alone. And I did say, don't make this world your home. Said that fear wouldn't find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you never have to fight. But I did say I'd be right there by your side. And I did say I'll always help you fight. In every time of need, my love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. I never said that friends would never turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. Yeah. And I did say, I'll dry every tear you cry. You'd never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. but I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. Yeah. And I did say I'll dry every tear you cry. You know I made a promise that I prepared a place, and someday sooner than you think, you'll see me face to face. And you'll sing with the angels and a countless multitude. This is the promise, this is the promise I've made to you.
The Bible says that neither height nor depth, nothing in your past, nothing in the present, nothing yet to come, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. He's God's only Son. Let His church say amen.
So just keep on walking. Don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. That hell can't separate us. You're gonna make it through. This is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. Oh, this is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. There ain't no sinner that He can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. Who can wipe away the tears from broken dreams and wasted years until the past to disappear? Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus and all the wrong turns that you would go and undo if you could. Who can work it out for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. There ain't no sinner that He can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Who can take my cross to Calvary? Pay the price for all my guilty. Who would care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh, He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. There ain't no sinner that He can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let my Jesus change your life.
Amen. Amen. Woo, do you believe He can? Praise the Lord. We forgot our water up here.
Drinking yours. The preacher was talking about Conway Twitty before church. Country music. She's got all this Pentecostal in her. I got country music in my blood. And this next song, it's a gospel song, but it's country music. And I'm going to try to sing it and y'all try to keep up. All right? You're going to have to listen fast.
I mean, let's have fun.
I've lived in apartments, I've lived in a double wide, lived in a red brick house sitting on a green hillside, lived in the city, lived way back in the sticks, I rubbed shoulders with them Yankees, caught catfish with the Hicks. It don't matter much to me where I lay my head, but I'm here for now, I'm not here for long, you better watch out cause I'm moving on. This is just my temporary home. I'm moving on. You can call me anything, so you're gonna call me gone. Might not even make it to the end of the song. I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
I've seen them Great Lakes. I've been through Wichita. Climbed the Rocky Mountains, put my feet in Niagara Falls. Crossed the Mississippi on down to San Antonio. See the sunrise on the ocean, man, I could go on. It don't compare to that city built full square. And I'm here for now, I'm not here for long. You better watch out cause I'm moving on. This is just my temporary home. I'm moving on. You can call me anything, so you're gonna call me gone. Might not even make it to the end of the song. I'll fly away, oh glory. Oh yeah. Y'all ready to fly away? This is just my temporary home. I'm moving on. You can call me anything, so you're gonna call me gone. Might not even make it to the end of the song. I'm moving on. Can do is pray. speak to you what God would have me say. If you only hear one thing we have to say, Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you. His amazing grace is calling you today. Let Him touch you, let Him touch you. If you only hear one thing from the message we bring, Jesus loves you. Though our needs are different, our provider is the same, pouring out His mercy on our hearts today. Oh, the healing balm that flows from Christ will never fade away. So run into His sheltering embrace. If you only hear one thing we have to say, Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you. His amazing grace is calling you today. Let Him touch you, let Him touch you. If you only hear one thing from the message we bring, if you only hear one thing we have to say, Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you. His amazing grace is calling you today. Let Him touch you, let Him touch you. If you only hear one thing from this message we bring, wherever you are, whatever you're going,
for us as we travel. Chris is heading back to South Carolina. This is going to be our last song.
I live in Conway. Yes. Y'all know where Conway is? You do?
Well, Conway, that's good. South Carolina.
I didn't know where Villarica was. Never heard of Villarica, Georgia. And then I met Benita and she said, well, I was born in Villarica. I thought, was that like a Spanish town in Georgia?
Well, Benita. I mean, really.
Well, makes sense. Makes sense. And then come to find out, I've got some good friends. It's one of my favorite quartets of all time called Old Paths Quartet. And they live right here in Villarica, too. So it's a small world once you get to traveling around. Unless you're driving from Fort Payne back to Conway, which is right at Myrtle Beach, then it's not so small.
That's actually, the ways. Shireys, that you know very well, the Shireys, they had somebody, yes, daughter and son-in-law. Actually, yes.
Well, that crowd can sing.
Oh, boy.
Can a good chance to hear the Shireys. All the daughters are all in different groups now. But thank y'all for letting us be here. Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you, buddy. He reminds me of Patrick. I got a really good friend of mine named Patrick. Don't look like each other, act like each other. Good guy. I pray that the Holy Spirit has spoke to you, no matter what we did. I hope every time we sing that we're standing up to share the love of Jesus and point people towards Him, not towards us. If you're doing anything else, it's sound and brass and tinkling. But I did want to tell you that. And I love Benita, too. I thank God that He allowed her to be blind long enough. fall in love with me. Every time I look at her, there's an old song out the 80s that there's something going wrong around here. That's what I think every time we go out somewhere to go. There's something going wrong around here. I don't know what she's seeing, but I know what I'm seeing. I'm thankful for it. Thankful that God
is... I love
him. God is a God of not only second chances, but third and fourth and fifth Amen. And sixth. And most of us need that many every day if we're honest with ourselves. And hopefully, he is sculpting us and making us more and more like him every day. And won't it be good when we get to heaven and we get to be like Jesus? We're going to get to see Jesus, and he's going to know us, and we're going to know him. And I'm going to know you, whether I've ever met you on this earth or not. Because the Bible says we will be known as we are known. And the one thing that holds us together is Jesus. I listened to a sermon on the way down here. Actually, it was a Wednesday night, kind of like Bible study. He was teaching more than he was preaching. But he was in 1 Corinthians and Romans, where he was giving instructions on how married people should act towards one another and what can and what cannot happen. He's talking to the widows. And for some reason, Paul thought it was better that people didn't get married because they could focus more on the ministry if they did that. And he says, that's kind of like my opinion, but I think I've got the mind of God. But if you're a widow, as long as your husband's alive, then you are under the law to him. But if he dies, then you're free from that law. And you're free to do whatever you want, marry somebody else. And that's good with God. And then, because marriage is always a picture of the church's relationship with Christ, he reminded those people, you were married to the law. But when Jesus died on the cross, he put the law to death. And we are free from the law. The Baptists sing a song that says, happy from the law, free from the law, oh happy condition. If you understand that you can't live up to the law, like we was coming through Rome, Georgia last night, and I was speeding, and a cop sitting on the side of the road. And for the next mile and a half, I was going, he's going to come get me. And then finally we was gone. I said, I'm free from the law, oh happy condition. I can't even hold up to the speeding law. Much less all the things that we could never attain. But Jesus took care of every bit of that on the cross. And I'm free from that. Oh, happy condition. And I'm free to speak the name of Jesus into my life. I'm free to speak the name of Jesus over your life. We're free to ask for him to provide for our every need, for every want, for every desire, and know that God is always going to take care of us each and every day. I don't know what you're going through today, but Jesus does. Let's all stand together and worship as Benita sings, I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
Just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just wanna speak the name of Jesus. Till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Jesus, over fear and all anxiety. Speak Jesus, your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak His name, His name is life. Thank you, Jesus. Every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak
Jesus. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. His love endures forever. Let us love one another. Amen. I want you to be sure to love on Chris and Benita today. If they've blessed you today, let them know. They're singing their ministry, what a blessing it was. And how that we hope the Lord just opens doors for them. Amen. And they can minister all over this great land. God bless you. We love you. Question arose. If you are concerned about my age, if you do want to know my age, then Sister Benita said she was 3 when she left Villarica. I wasn't. So maybe that'll help you out if you want to know my age. God has blessed me with 70 wonderful years. Amen. Praise God. 48 of which I spent with my beloved. And she's just a blessing, and we appreciate it. And I'm not going to tell you how old she is, but she's at least 48. Amen. Brother Chris and Sister Benita have some CDs and some bling bling and some other things that I know people have already expressed interest in. So as they gather back there at the table, be sure you let them know how much we love them, how thankful we are they came and ministered to us. take some of their songs home with them, and God will certainly bless you as you're driving down the road, and pop a CD in and listen to them. So thank you again, Benita, Chris. God bless you both. We appreciate you. Be sure you stop and shop. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and glorious and blessed day. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Yes, amen. Praise God. Sure. Right. Amen. Praise God. God is able. In case you could not hear on live stream, Cody and Amy Hall's son, Carter, has had some health issues. And you know how these things are. You go to the doctor sometimes, they build you up, then they let you down, they tell you things. And, you know, the Bible, every time I hear that, 1 Corinthians 2 and 5 comes to my mind, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but the power of God. So wherever you are, when you pray, let's pray for Carter, that God will intercede on his behalf and heal him as we know he can. Amen? All right. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we love you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your spirit that we felt here today. God, for the ministry and song. God, for Brother Chris and Sister Benita, God, and the ministry that you've placed on their lives. Pray, God, that you would open opportunities for them and bless them as they go and carry the gospel through song. Father, we do remember Carter today, and Father, we pray, God, that you would just heal him and bless him and anoint him and strengthen his mom and dad and let them know that you got this, Lord. You got it under control. Father, I pray that you would reach out to not only Carter, but each and every one who's suffering, who's sick, or who are afflicted. Father, we ask you, God, to be with us throughout this day. Protect us and bring us back tonight, God, with a made-up mind to worship and praise you. And we'll give you praise. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Be sure you stop by and say hello to Chris and Benita.